Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should.
America's leading entertainment expert.
What?
Dean Richards.
What? Are you drunk?
America's leading clown aficionado.
Well, no,
Dean Richards.
That's different.
Did you see the New York Magazine piece the other day? Fears of a clown. Oh. F-E-A-R-S. I haven't read it yet, but it says no one is better at making children laugh than Boswick the clown. He doesn't understand why adults are so scared of him, and it talks about how people are mean to clowns.
Yeah,
because they're afraid of clowns.
I've seen that when we're on, in parades, and Bozo is on our WGN TV float. I've seen people who are literally their body starts shaking. I mean, it's not just like, ooh, I don't want to be around.
But there's some
that clown. Some people. Start convulsing. That's how scared they get.
But there is some passive aggressive and aggressive aggressive behavior that goes on. This is from the New Yorker piece, or the New York Magazine piece. Clowns now live in a world where everyone seems to hate them or profess to do so. One of the remarks clowns hear most often while driving is someone in another car yelling. The words are always the same: "Effing clown." Boswick says it surprises and dismays him every time.
I've never heard that anyone do that to Bozo. People love Bozo.
Some of them are afraid of him.
Some are afraid.
You're listening to Clown Corner, a regular feature.
It's a new feature on WGN. We were in the parade once, and right next to us there was the contingency from St. John's Military Academy in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Fine school. But, we had all these young students in their military outfits, and I don't know if they were, like, real rifles or fake rifles, but, they're in formation, in line, and very disciplined and very military. Like, Bozo shows up, one kid goes running. He's so scared to be around Bozo.
Really?
And his buddies are, like, pushing him. These are high school students, basically. Their friends are pushing this one kid who is petrified toward Bozo. And our Bozo is very nice. If he realizes that someone is scared or, some little kids, the parents who grew up watching Bozo sometimes thrust their kids onto Bozo because of their fond memories. And the little kids,
freak out.
They don't know what it is. So our Bozo is very, very kind and very understanding.
Well, what did I tell you last year? I told Dean this last year. But Bozo is the only clown I've ever loved.
Yep. See, I always loved clowns. Yeah. I love Bozo.
You know who had a serious clown problem was Bob Collins.
So does Cap.
Bob Collins. Am I right?
He did. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He really did.
Wow.
Don't even let him.
So, what we did one time? We hired a clown to come wish Cap happy birthday. Figure he had to get over his fear.
Nothing like friends.
Isn't that the best?
Did Bob have Bozo in studio with him, though, Orion? I seem to remember that through the years.
I don't.
No?
Okay. I don't recall that.
All right.
And Bob Collins had enough money. He tried to buy Bozo and have him shipped out of the country. Right, I'm going to go around the room now, Dean, and ask everybody on the show, because I know you know the answer. What famous Chicagoan was almost in the Entourage movie? Now, keep in mind, Mike Ditka was in the finale of the series, along with, obviously, Super Agent Steve Mandel. Who from Chicago, whom would have been in the Entourage movie? Orion?
George Gobel
is incorrect.
Do you know George Gobel lived across the street from where I lived? My neighbors, when I moved in, my neighbors told me, George Gobel used to live right there across the street.
George Gobel is Orion's go-to answer, and every time he does it, I laugh.
Lonesome George Gobel.
Mary.
I don't even know who's in the original. Like Gary Sinise.
Gary Sinise is incorrect.
No, that's not right.
Well, pardon me.
Dave.
I have two thoughts. Chris Bryant.
Nope.
Or Rahm Emanuel.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, what?
That's why he's a Walk of Famer.
Whose brother is the
Ari Emanuel, and the Jeremy Piven character is based on Ari Emanuel.
I was going to guess Bozo.
Bozo was not in the movie.
It would be so awesome if Bozo was in
Bozo Entourage. Is scarier than Ari Emanuel.
What was Rom going to do? Ballet dance?
I'd probably visit, I assume the hook would have been Jeremy Piven yelling at Rom, right?
That's what I would think, that he would be on as himself. You can't have him, coming on and being the butler or something.
Be a great actor that Rom is.
Can I get you a drink, or what, are you stupid or something?
I think we got don't we have a clip? I think we have a clip, right?
Of
Mark Wahlberg talking about this?
Yes, we do. We have... Oh, you mean that rundown that I sent you?
I'm working off the notes you sent me, man.
That was so 10 minutes ago. Yeah, I talked with Wahlberg yesterday, and he told me how Rom was almost going to be part of it, and talked about his brother's his involvement as well.
We were trying to get Rom, your great mayor, on the series, but he was a little busy. He was preparing for re-election. But Ari loves the show. Ari is a very serious businessman. And, the character is loosely based on him. And the character is, he and I and Lev and the real Johnny Drum, we all get a kick out of it.
Yeah, the whole thing based on Mark Wahlberg's real life when he went to Hollywood. This blue-collar kid from Boston.
Had his brother Donnie with him.
Going to Hollywood with his buddies. And, that's kind of the Entourage storyline, and the mayor's brother is actual person for which Jeremy Piven's character, another Chicagoan, Ari Gold, is based, but also Ari Emanuel also just happens to be the agent for Mark Wahlberg. So it's always good to be nice to your agent like that.
You asking about the Blackhawks?
I did. He's a big sports fan, as it turns out, and a big hockey fan. Here's who he's picking in the playoff.
I am watching closely with the Blackhawks and the Lightning. I was giving my buddy Terry Duffy, who's the CEO of CME, a hard time about the Ducks, but they handle business. So I'm going to have to go with the Hawks, baby.
Yeah.
Any friends in Chicago.
Yeah, picking the Blackhawks. But I love, here's a pretty big A-lister dropping a name. Would you think that Marky Mark Calvin Klein underwear ads buddies with the CEO of the CME group? It's not a pairing I would imagine.
No, I wouldn't know that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, very odd. William Shatner, not a kid anymore. Tell everybody what he's doing.
Well, he is going to be doing a cross-country motorcycle ride. He has teamed up with a company that's out of Aurora, as a matter of fact, the American Wrench Motorcycle Company. They make a bike called the Rivet Bike. It's a three-wheel motorcycle, but not like a motorcycle with a sidecar. This looks like something that should be in the Batman movie. Shatner is going to ride it from Chicago to Los Angeles on the old Route 66. He'll start on June 23rd. It'll end 7 days later in Los Angeles.
Orion, he's older than you are, isn't he? Shatner? Isn't Shatner about 82 now?
I don't know. He and I don't exchange birthday cards.
Well, you should.
I just know when Dean's birthday is.
That's very true.
Yeah, I bet you do. Kevin, tell me how old William Shatner is while Dean continues.
He's 84.
84. Whoa. There you go.
So 84, he's going to do this cross-country bike trip to raise awareness for the American Legion, which is very cool, but also for this motorcycle company that I presume is paying him to promote this trip. He also ought to be getting some endorsement. This is an open air three wheel motorcycle, so he ought to get some sort of endorsement from some toupee glue company too, don't you think?
Yes, he should.
I mean, he's going on a 2,400 mile.
Oh
bike
man,
trip.
If that hair doesn't leave a tube in every state if that glue's not good.
Well, they have a helmet on, I hope.
Well, it depends on the state. And the toupee.
The toupee is like a helmet.
Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, is going to get the Arthur Ashe Award at the ESPYs, which is an interesting thing.
Yeah, this isn't. It's an award that they give to individuals in sports for something that they do in their life outside of sports that is deemed courageous. And, I know people would argue this whole thing, but the people giving out the award, the Arthur Ashe people, are giving out the award, this will be Caitlyn Jenner's first in-person public appearance. It'll be July 15th. She'll be there with her family, pardon me while I get my pronouns
readjusted to this whole thing.
But Caitlyn Jenner, not being flip about this.
It's just reality.
Caitlyn Jenner said yesterday, for the first time this July, I'll be able to stand as my true self in front of my peers. So that's going to happen. Tons of reaction. 2 million Twitter followers in one day. That's more than Steve got when he was doing karaoke.
Yeah, that's actually true.
A couple of weeks ago.
But only by 1,995,000.
That's 2 million Twitter followers in one day. That breaks the record for new Twitter followers previously set when President Obama went on Twitter, and reaction of all kind. I guess most of it positive and supportive. Some people who just don't, get this whole thing, and some people are just downright hateful about it. But
majority
positive,
interesting. Right?
Definitely majority positive. And most people saying, if anyone trying to find some happiness in their life, God bless them.
Yeah, this is what he needs. Who's here now? The less I hear about it, the better, just because it's so personal, it makes me uncomfortable. But that's me. And having said that, for everybody that goes, well, I can't believe he's exploiting this for fame. Fame is his job. Fame is how he makes money. So I don't fault her for that. See how I caught myself there? It's going to take a while. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Steve.
Almost called you Caitlin. Got weird there for a second. I'll talk to you later.
From many years ago, again. You put a wig on one time for the guy. Wow.
Goodbye.
Imagine what an ugly woman I would be, by the way.
Oh, we'll find those pictures. 8:29. We'll be back with the early numbers next on 720 WGN.